No Church Home, we invite you to worship with us Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. If you are unable to attend our worship service in person, we invite you to join us again next week at this time. If you wish to sponsor a broadcast in memory of a loved one, call the church office at 715-762-4541. Peace offers live stream worship as well on the YouTube channel. Search for Peace Lutheran Church, Park Falls. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you would like to give an offering to God for His ministry, you may do so on the Facebook page.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Even with the race, more than 40% of Americans already voting in early voting. The race between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Trump is a dead heat. ABC News political director and Washington bureau chief Rick Klein breaks down the latest polling with a little bit over a week until Election Day.
51-47 lead among likely voters for Kamala Harris, but that is by no means a safe lead. We have seen across a range of recent polling a tied race, maybe even Trump ahead by a point or two. The 538 polling average has Harris up by a little more than a percentage point nationally.
A truck crashing into a bus stop in Tel Aviv in what's being described as a suspected terror attack. More than a dozen people hurt, the suspect killed by armed bystanders. Israel carrying out more strikes on Lebanon today. An Israeli airstrike in the town of Sidon, south of Beirut, has killed at least 8 people, injured 25 more. That according to the Lebanese health ministry. This is ABC News.
Wisconsin falls to Penn State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Badgers losing at home to Penn State, 28-13. Wisconsin giving up a pick six. And backup, Bo Prabula, throwing a touchdown after Penn State quarterback Drew Aller left with a knee injury. Luke Fickell on Penn State's gadget plays on offense.
They did a pretty good job in the second half at being able to mix up on and cost us some issues. But we're still getting better. I mean, this is a team that's growing. We can't lose the confidence and the faith in the things that we do. And you know, skill set wise is a little bit different, but he proved that he can throw the football as well. And they make you play really honest, and they make you play incredibly disciplined. As the game wears on, sometimes those things wear at you. And that's where the execution in the second half, we weren't able to make the plays we needed to make. And in some ways, he did make those plays.
So the Badgers fall to 5-3 and are on the road against the Iowa Hawkeyes next week. NBA, the Bucks in New York tonight to take on the Brooklyn Nets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Yeah. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, he gives the power to become children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. May the Lord, who has begun this good work in us, bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Please speak with me, the introit. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquity,
O Lord, who is sin,
but with you there is forgiveness,
that you may be feared.
Out of the depths
I cry to you, O Lord.
O Lord, hear my voice.
Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy.
O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love,
and with him is plentiful redemption.
And he will redeem Israel
from all his iniquities.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities,
O Lord, who is sin,
but with you there is forgiveness,
that you may
in peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. And peace to his people on earth. us pray. O God, our refuge and strength, the author of all godliness, hear the devout prayers of your church, especially in times of persecution, and grant that what we ask in faith we may obtain through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I invite the congregation, please be seated.
Saves me.
The Old Testament reading this morning is from Micah chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Would you please join me in reading the gradual? Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. For the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore. The epistle reading is from Romans chapter 3, verses 19 to 28. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by his grace as a gift to redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by his blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over former sins. It was to show his righteousness at the present time, so that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No. But by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please stand and join me in singing the Alleluia in verse. Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter. Peter came up and said to Jesus, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the master of that servant released him and forgave him the debt. But when that same servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. Seizing him, he began to choke him, saying, Pay what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down and pleaded with him, Have patience with me, and I will pay you. He refused and went and put him in prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow servants saw what had taken place, they were greatly distressed, and then went and reported to their master all that had taken place. Then his master summoned him and said to him, You wicked servant,
I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you? And in anger, his master delivered him to the jailers until he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. This is the gospel of the Lord. I invite the congregation to be seated, and those children that are present may come forward for a children's message at this time. Good morning, boys and girls. Good morning. I'm glad that you are here on this day. We call and we recognize it as a Reformation Day. Reformation is connected to the word reform. Now, how many of you know what the word reform is? I'll give you an example that maybe you can have in your mind when we talk about reforming or the Reformation. Have any of you used Plato? Yeah, you've used Plato. And what do you like about Plato? You've used it. Do you like it? Yeah, okay. And well, what is it? What about the Plato do you like? You can kind of make anything out of it, right? And so you get your Plato out, you get it, and you start making and shaping things out of it, right? But then, as has happened with me, mom or dad comes and says, we need to pick that up and put it away. And then you have to kind of put it all back, right? But then the next time, have you ever come back and said, you know what, I was making something that was really fun last time, and then you start to recreate it or to reform it? Yeah. You're trying to bring it back to what you had it had made in the past. Well, in the church, we are celebrating when there were men and women, and especially these men who looked at God's word and said, you know what? God has given us his word, and he's told us how we should act and what we should believe. And for many years, the church had that, and they understood. But lately, well, it seems like we have gotten things mixed up. And so they wanted to reform the church to bring it back to what God had been teaching, and especially to understand how you and I are saved. God tells you and me that we're sinners, right? And can you do anything to be rid of your sin? Can you do anything to get rid of all of your sins? I can't do anything to get rid of my sins. So what do I need? And what do you guys need? We need God and his Son, our Savior, Jesus, right? We need a Savior. And so it's the Savior Jesus who forgives us all of our sins and frees us from our sins so that we have eternal life. And that's what we should believe if God's word tells us that, right? Yeah. However, there's some other people that think that maybe we are going to be free of our sins because we do a lot of good things. Is that how we really get free from all of our sins? By doing the good things, the right things? No, it's not how we free ourselves from our sins. And so there's people that were believing and teaching that, or that they said that if you do certain things, then that makes up for your sins. And then that kind of balances out your relationship with God. But was that what God was teaching? No, God teaches us that it's through Jesus that you are forgiven. And so that's what the Reformation is all about. Looking to God's Word and trusting God's Word for your life here and for your life for all of eternity. And so that's why we're so glad you're here today, learning God's Word and His Word of truth for you. So let's fold our hands as we pray. Dear Heavenly Father,
dear Heavenly Father,
we thank you for men and women,
we thank you for men and women
who have learned from your word,
who have learned from your word,
the truth of our salvation,
the truth of our salvation.
Please help me,
please help me,
be in your word,
be in your word,
and trust it for my salvation.
And trust it for my salvation.
We pray in Jesus' name.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you for coming up, boys and girls. And we have a song that we are singing this morning that focuses on what God has done for us and how great He has been. Amazing Grace. Our sermon this morning is based upon the text from Romans chapter 3. And this text is certainly a treasure for the church. The text in Romans is a treasure not only for the church, but for all of the world. For in it we hear of the salvation for all that God has given through his Son, Jesus Christ. Yet there are many in the church and the world that don't have time for this treasure. We are busy in our lives and tend to be distracted by things that are of this world and are but a momentary interest. It's easy to live life going from one activity or event to another and not recognize what is truly being missed. If we think back of it, my kids asked me, "How many baseball games have you been to?" I said, "I don't even know." Is it that important? I can't even count them. Maybe it's because it's yes more than one, but yet we do these things and they seem very important in that time and in that moment, yet down the road, how important have they really been? We often find that we get caught up in the creation. We get caught up with doing things that we enjoy, that others would like us to focus on and spend time with them. We get caught up in these things and we miss the Creator. We focus on ourselves and on the things of this world, and we lack the vision, and we lack the will to focus on our Heavenly Father. I would say that there are reasons, and many of them exist, including the fact that there are those that do not want us to focus on God, the Heavenly Father. Certainly Satan does not want the word of the Lord to be spread so that there are those that would learn the good news of our Savior Jesus Christ, that they would not be connected to our Heavenly Father. And then there is the sinful nature that we have that is at war with God and His will. Even in Christians, we struggle. We know what God's will is, but as the Apostle Paul says, I know what I should be doing, but yet I find myself doing what I should not be doing. Those things that I would desire to do, those are the things I don't do. The life that I would live for God is the life that my flesh does not want to live. And so the devil, our sinful nature, in all the world, there are those that do not want you to think about God, but rather to go from one activity to another and another and just keep going on that way. Don't think about what's coming down the road. Don't focus on what will happen when this life ends. Rather, just focus on the here and the now and carpe diem, seize the day. But yet, that is not how you and I are called to live, and how our Heavenly Father does not want you and I to live this life. Certainly, God desires you to know Him, your Creator. He does not want you to get lost in the creation, but rather through the creation to see His loving care for you and for all people. So we have this treasure. And today, we're going to take the time to be in this treasure so that we can share it with others, so that the world and all of its glamour and glitz and the sparkles and the flashing lights, which can be very attractive, do not distract us from what is even greater, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our world, it likes to make and substitute ideas and ideologies, you could say, and even idols for the true Heavenly Father. Martin Luther lived in a time where there certainly were some false idols that had been propped up in the church in regards to how you would have a relationship with God, your Heavenly Father. And so he sought to help bring the truth to the people, that it's through Jesus, not what you have done, that brings you a life with God for all of eternity. And yet, today, as you and I live, the question isn't, how do we have a good life? How do we have a good relationship with God? The question is more often, is there a God? Does God even exist? And why should I care about God? I think that's more the struggle that we have. We're so distracted that, does God even matter in our daily lives? Does God have a role to play in our society, in the lives of others? And the answer is yes. God has a role to play in our life. He is, in fact, the Creator, the one who has formed you, who knows your thoughts, who knows your heart. And He cares about you. And He wants you to be with Him for all of eternity. Yes, God does matter today in this world, and He wants you to know Him. Not just to know the creation and all the wonders and marvels that it contains, but He wants you to know the one who has made those marvels and wonders, who has made you. And yet, so often we can be lost in this world and lost is not what you and I want to be. We want to know our Heavenly Father. We want to have a relationship with Him. We want to know the one that loves us and has sent His dear Son to us. And so Paul, he speaks to the Romans, but also to you and to me about our Heavenly Father. God has made Himself known to all the world. He has made Himself known through His creation. He He has also made himself known through the law that we have written on our hearts. Each one of us has a conscience that helps define what is right and wrong. And yes, that comes from God. And through that, we should know of his existence. And yet, it does not tell us everything about our Heavenly Father. For as Paul says, the law says, and it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. We know whether we have done right or wrong. And yet, that doesn't tell us. Are we in a good relationship with God? Is he pleased with us? Are we called his sons and daughters? No, the law accuses us of our wrongdoings. And for by works of the law, no human being will be justified in God's sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. And if you say, well, that's too bad for those people who are under the law, well, Paul would have you hear these words, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are all sinners in need of a Savior. And so we all need our Savior Jesus. It is through Jesus who took your sins upon himself, bore them on the cross, paid for them as he shed his blood, and having taken your sins, he gives you his righteousness. And being righteous, you have been restored to your Heavenly Father. You are justified, not by what you have done, but you are justified by faith in your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's not what you and I do. It's not all the activities that we participate in that help us right our relationship with God. No, it is through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And so we certainly want others to know him too. For in Jesus, there is salvation. And this is for you and for all people in the world. Jesus restores you. He connects you to your loving Heavenly Father. The world, it'll bring to you a lot of other activities and a lot of other things that are maybe important, but none as important as your relationship with your Creator. And so, we look to God, our Heavenly Father. Yes, there are things in this world that do distract us, but we are called to be in God's Word, to worship together. We are called to encourage one another in the faith, to speak about the hope that we have through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is not about what I have done. It's not about the works that you have done. It is about the relationship that we have, the faith we have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For he died for your sins, And because he has died and is now risen from the dead, you can be assured that your sins have been forgiven. You can know the truth that you have life everlasting through Jesus Christ. This is what we celebrate today, that we have been justified by faith. It is not our works, but rather our Savior Jesus Christ. And his name, may it ever be on your lips. May his name be what you bring praises to. May you continue to look to your Savior, to speak of your Savior, so that all in this world would hear the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For yes, we affirm Paul's words. Then we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. You are saved through Jesus Christ. In his name, amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard our hearts and minds firmly in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I invite you to please stand as we continue and confess the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, we give you thanks and praise for all your goodness and tender care, especially on this Reformation Festival. Thank you for the gift of your Son and for the revelation of your will and grace. Implant your word in us and give us fertile hearts to keep it and bring forth its good fruit in our lives. Lord, in your mercy, God of grace, keep us steadfast in your word and prevent our wayward hearts from following false gospels that lead us away from you. Provide your church with faithful pastors who preach in purity and joy that we are saved by your grace alone, through faith alone, because of Christ alone. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Mighty God, you have great power, and yet you act with mercy. Teach those who lead us to use power rightly for the preservation of order, the accomplishment of justice, the protection of life, and the defense of the weak. Give us wise, godly, and faithful leaders who will follow your commands and serve with integrity. Lord, in your mercy, gracious God, remember all who face adversity of any kind, especially Rick, Glenn, Tracy, Jerry, Sue, Melody, Barb, Arlene, Lowell, and the family and friends of Melvin Luma. Comfort them with your Holy Spirit, that they would acknowledge their afflictions as the manifestation of your fatherly will. Lord, in your mercy, preserve your church, O Lord, and each of us as members of Christ's body, that we may not surrender the true gospel for any reason, but be kept in this faith and fear throughout the days of our earthly pilgrimage, until that day when we and all your people shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the reward you have prepared for us and all who have loved his appearing, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. At this time, our offerings are gathered, and we thank the Lord for all his benefits. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits to me? I will offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call on the name of the Lord. I will take the cup of salvation and will call on the name of the Lord. I will
trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. I invite you to be seated as we sing our concluding hymn, number 571.
Thank you.
Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee. This is Into the Blue, featuring the very best in bluegrass and Grassicana music. And now here's your host, Terry Hurd.
Hello and welcome to the show. So good to be back with you here as we head into the blue once again with the very best in bluegrass. Coming up in this hour, the Traveling McCurries, Mylon Miller, Dan Tominski, the Red Camel Collective, Sister Sadie, and many, many others, all brought to you by BluegrassToday.com, where you'll find all the breaking news in bluegrass, upcoming events, hey, all the stuff you want to know. BluegrassToday.com has it. Log on, get up to date. We're going to get things underway with a little help from the Woodbox Heroes right now from their brand new CD. Here's one called Better When We're Living.